Ready to roll. We're on page Tav, Kuf, Nun, Vav. At the top of the page. We're just finishing up. We're in the middle, rather, of the idea of how Yira is important for even positive mitzvahs. That's been the focus. And it's focused kavana of what you're doing, putting on tzitzis and things like that. And even if you're not overcome with awe, still he's saying there is an avoda shlema that is happening. And he continues this idea right at the top, ukamosha kosov v'zohar, like the Zohar says. And this is one of the rare places where the Tanya himself, if you read the brackets, puts the source of the Zohar. She usually doesn't put the source. He just says Zohar, and he doesn't say where in the Zohar. He says Parshas Bahar. He says in Parshas Bahar, Kahai Tura, like this mountain, the Yahivin Aleha Ol Bekadmisa Begin Lafkona Mine Tavla Alma. Like an ox. A Tura is an ox. What do we do with an ox? The Yahivin Aleha, we place on an ox, all a yoke, Bekadmisa in the beginning. Why? Begin in order, la'afka mine tav la'alma, that it should be able to do good for the world. That's what the Zohar says. And that's an analogy. Hachinami, yitzchuch labarnash, so too does a human being. Lekavla aleha o malchus shemayim bekadmisa. A person has to accept the yoke of heaven first, etc., etc. V'ihai lo ishtakach gabei. And if you're not going to find this yoke on the person, lo shar yebei kedusha. Kedusha will not descend upon him. This is all the Zohar. So now, what does he mean to explain with this? So first we'll do the commentary, and then we'll do the footnotes. Hadav rishon sha'isin l'shor, the first thing you do to an ox, number one, you bring him home from the market,
put a yoke on him.
Unesinas olalav, you put the yoke on him. Now, you'd be wondering, why would you want to put a yoke on an ox? So maybe there's two reasons, but one is the main reason and one is the not main reason. Vein tachlis nesinus ol. The goal of putting the yoke is not merely kidesh lo yigach ukadoyma, so it shouldn't gore or damage. That's not the real purpose of putting the yoke on it. Ella, but as the Zohar says, begin la afka mine tav la alma, in the brackets he says what it means in Hebrew, lahotzi mimenu tov la olam, to bring forth good from the ox. What do you mean? Ayidei sheyichrosh, because now he plows properly. When it's got the yoke on, it makes straight lines, it knows it's got a job to do, it keeps its focus. Now, the plowing, here's the same thing. Goring for an ox is a lo sase. You shouldn't do that. Right? Shouldn't do it. Shouldn't damage. Right? Plowing is the ase, is the positive aspect of the ox. That's what the ox is there for, to plow. Right? So you'd think, well, the yoke, if he's got a yoke, it's going to be pretty hard for him to gore. He won't be able to gore. And that may be one of the benefits of having the yoke. But the main benefit is because what's an ox supposed to do in this world to fulfill its tachlis? So in India, just to step on everything and walk around and roam around, all that stuff, right?
To let go of the
yes, Indian. Yes. But in Judaism, we put a yoke on it, so we will see the good that it's able to produce by making straight lines for us. Okay, al yedeya vechenu benimshel. So it is in the what we're trying to compare that to reality. Shetzarach ha'adam betchilas avoda, the beginning of your service to God. Is the kabbala love all malchushmaim? You have to accept the yoke of heaven. Florak bishvil sur meira, not just to stay away from doing averis and to surf the internet. Elagam bishvil amshachas hakedusha shabaisa toiv. But it's also to draw forth kedusha as he's doing good. Kilule zos, because without that yoke of heaven, hare eino avodas Hashem, that's not called avodas Hashem, ve'eno mamshich kedusha, it doesn't bring forth kedusha at all. Whoa. Now look back at the Zohar, that's what the Zohar says. The Zohar says, in the, right at the end, back on the page before, if you don't have the yoke of heaven, lo sharye bei kedusha. There's no kedusha coming down to what he's doing.
So this is a problem with I'm a good person.
Well, that's always problem. A problem with I'm a good person. That doesn't even begin. They're not a good person. We're talking about a person. No, we're talking about people who are doing mitzvahs.
Right,
yeah.
But why are they doing
that? No, no.
They haven't accepted the yoke.
No, but he's doing mitzvahs. He's putting on tefillin. He's putting on towels. That's not that I'm a good person.
Yeah, those kind of mitzvahs.
Yeah, those kind of mitzvahs.
All right, now let's just move forward and finish this note on the next page, and then we'll go back to the long footnote. We'll just turn the page, tough to, because we're, let's get one idea fully.
Which footnote?
Just turning the page. See, it's still the continuous of his notes.
Sure.
So let's finish that. So, Eina Kavana, the intention is not, we don't mean to say, Shekiyah Mitzvahs below Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim Eina Pol Shum Hamshach Kedusha. We don't mean to say, it's a double negative here, we don't mean to say that if you don't have the acceptance of the yoke of heaven, that your activities don't draw down any Kedusha. I'm not saying that. Sure, Afilu Misha Oisa Mitzvah Machmas Pini, even do a mitzvah for ulterior motives. I raise a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Can't say it's not a mitzvah. V'nifelas hamshachadez. It does draw something down because that's what a mitzvah does. And of course, you're making a bracha. If it doesn't do anything, then why would you make a bracha? Be a bracha v'atol. V'varach asher ki deshanu b'mitzvah sav. You made a bracha. It said Hashem's name. Elash hamshachah hi b'bechines maki v'helm. But the drawing down is like surrounding and hidden. V'abir b'zeh. The explanation is, ki be'emes etzel kol Yehudi yesh ol machshama. Every Jew has the yoke of heaven on him. Ve'emes ishim ekayim a mitzvah shum zel rach Hashem. Really, whenever we do a mitzvah, it's because it's the will of Hashem. Even if you're not thinking about the bottom line is deep down, that's why you do it. Ela shebechitzoni also, but outwardly, near lo shebechayim eklal pniyah. It looks like you're doing it for an ulterior motive. And the bracket is very significant. He says, and this explains the important halach in the Rambam that you're all aware of. That's what the Rama says when a guy doesn't want to give a get. You smash him until he says, I want to. Aye. But we know you're not allowed to give a divorce against your will. Even though we know he's saying, I want to because they're forcing me. But still, because deep down he still wants to do the will of Hashem. You have to say that Kedusha is brought down. It has to be. It's happening. But it's hidden. Yeah. It doesn't penetrate in, and it's not, you're aware of it. But just as the Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim is hidden, and outwardly it's the ulterior motive. So when you draw it forth, the divine Shekhinah, it's hidden too. To reveal the Kedusha, a mitzvah has to be lishma, I'm sorry. It's to be lishma with yira. That will make the Kedusha revealed and you won't be in the dark, as it were. Okay, so now we stop at this point and go back to a huge...
Can I ask one quick question?
Two footnotes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So what does it mean for a person to accept the yoke? We're talking about the analogy to the ox, but what?
It's what we said before. When you say Shema Yisrael, you take the yoke of heaven. I'm doing this as the yoke of the heaven that Hashem, I feel a yoke on me.
So for every mitzvah you do.
And I'm acknowledging that I'm aware that I am God's servant and I have to do what he says. And I'm aware of his presence, and I'm aware of what I'm supposed to be doing, the direction in life I'm supposed to have, etc., etc.
You should have that in mind all the time, but as you're doing mitzvahs too.
Yes.
Whatever you do.
As opposed to saying, okay, I'm not going to do this Aveira because I'm fear of Hashem. No, that's good also, but you have to. Every positive mitzvah has to have the yoke of Hashem, because or you won't do the job properly. What are you going to do with an ox who doesn't have a yoke on him?
Yeah.
He'll get distracted.
The lines won't
be straight. The lines won't be
straight.
It won't. Lines won't be straight.
Control.
Right. So yeah. So you're going online to hear westmountshul.com, Shear, or another wonderful website, but you don't have the Ol Malchus Shemayim, and then something else. No, even sometimes you have Some of even the kosher websites,
yeah.
It tells you, for further reading, go to this place. Yeah, but once you do the further reading...
Oh, forget it. You're done.
And I don't know why they do that. They say to see...
You're off the main site, then you go over.
You're off the main site, and then you're already gone too far.
Forget it. You're already...
So that's why you need that yoke. Stay... Okay, you want to stay on matzav.com? Okay, there'll be nothing, not pornographic or nothing.
Yeah.
I may disagree what their choices are, but still it's not... You're safe. You will not see something you shouldn't see. But you have to have the Olmach HaShemayim to say, I'm not going to click on for further reading, to read the article in its entirety.
No.
They only give you a little synopsis, you know.
Synopsis.
Just a little bit. This is what happened. You know, Trump now is back ahead of the polls. For further reading, you don't want to go further reading. You go to Newsmax, CNN, forget it. It's already...
Buy the book and read it from the book.
Well, so I'm saying, so that yoke is on you.
Yeah.
So even though let's say you're doing a mitzvah, you want to give tzedakah online. That's a mitzvah.
Yeah,
but once you're online, two wrong clicks and you're in big trouble.
Usually
needs two clicks, you know, because you can't go there in one click because you have to. It's there. So you have to have a yoke on you even when you're doing a mitzvah. You're giving tzedakah. You have to go online to give to this or Chafetz Chaim. They want you to give, fine, but then you got the yoke better be on you, so you stay straight, and more than that, and you bring the kedusha in a revealed way. So there's a lot to do if we could even finish these.
But when you do it, is this the awareness that we're talking about?
Yes, yes.
Because when you try to restrain yourself from going over the left and right or whatever, is that the yoke?
Because it's keeping you focused on the task at hand. What does the yoke really do? It keeps you focused on the task at hand. And you're doing...
Do you realize at that moment that you're doing for...
You should.
That's what the yoke
is. At least before you start it. Yeah. Once you're doing it, you may have to concentrate on what you're doing.
Yeah.
You have to concentrate on the mitzvah. You can only concentrate on so many things at a time. But you have to know, I'm doing this as I'm accepting the yoke of heaven upon myself. I'm doing this because I'm aware of the reality of Hashem. I want to bring down the divine presence by what I'm doing. So I have to have good thoughts of what I'm doing. So let's
look at hay first.
Okay, that's Peninim on page Tuf Kof Nun Vav. First thing is with this Zohar over here. Remember, the Zohar and Bahar with the analogy. So, Nekudas HaChidish Beperek Zahi, just reviewing, what's the point of the Chidish, the insight of this whole chapter? Shgam Avodah Devaseh Tov, even the service of doing good, V'ayinu Ha'ava HaMeviya L'kiyum Mitzvahs, that's the love to do mitzvahs, Gami Tzrich L'yusim Yer, has to be with Yira, as we've explained at length, which is going to be explained at length in tests on the next page. Ayin Shom. Fizeh Yesh Levar, now we can explain, Mashem Etzayin Kan Shazohar Hu Beparshor. Why did the Tanya tell us the location of the Zohar, that it happens to be in Parshas Bahar? Because many times in the Tanya, he doesn't tell us the source of the Zohar. Sometimes he'll tell us the Parsha, sometimes he'll tell us the page. Everything has a point. Sometimes he'll just say in the Zohar. Don't say Zohar, Parshas this. Don't say Zohar, Parshas this, page that. So every word was specifically had what he had in mind. So why is he saying, you know, the Parshas Bahar? Well, what he wants you to think of a mountain now. Bahar means a mountain. Kihar, hu hakbav yisnasus. A mountain is high. It's elevated. For Zohar, the medaber, odos kabos olmach shemayim hu parshas bahar. And the Zohar, you know, he could have decided to write his ideas in wherever parsha he wanted to. He had a reason why. You know, this idea of accepting the yoke, he could have put this in a lot of parshas. Could have put it in the parsha where we say Shema, which is in the Book of Devarim.
Yeah.
Why did he have to choose to discuss this idea in Parshas Bahar? Because Parshas Bahar is a mountain, is lofty and high. Lahar is to teach us. Shigam tnu zuzushar. Even a mountainous movement of a person, which is a high movement, which is Ava Hakshura Imitsuyoso. It's a love that's connected with his reality. Sherot Zadav Hashem, you want to connect Hashem. Still, he explains his pshat in Parshas Bahar. Shrikhalava Mitzad Kabbalah. It has to come from accepting the yoke.
Wow.
Now, BMS, the truth is, Sha'avodazu Hichidish Korol. This type of service is a big Chidish. It's an insight. Ki yira, because what's yira normally? He tnua shel bitul. It's an activity of nullification, self-nullification. As it's explained earlier, that's the virtue, because he's nullifying the person. V'chshayach shiyira shibitul. So yira, which is bitul, which is self-nullification, v'kivetz, it's like constraining you, right? Shrinking you. How does it get to a positive movement? Be slavas vitanic with excitement and joy. How's that happen? Luchura said, Sorach Lava, Raklan Sosahava. That excitement and joy should come from love. Now, that's the point. Vakoyach lechaber, the ability to join both of the conflicting emotions. Elu nitam bahar Sinai. That ability to do that was given to us at Har Sinai. That was injected into our spiritual DNA.
Nullifying yourself.
And that becomes the catalyst to loving and joying and all those things. Vine. Isa b'medrash tehillim. It says in the medrash tehillim, ala pasuk lama tirtza dun harim givnonim. What's going on over there? Shenasna kadosh baruch hu atar l'har Sinai. Why did Hashem put the Torah on our Sinai? Shumachich mikol toraya, or as the Hebrew says, namuch, it's the lowest of the mountains. Venu gemara, meseches megillah. Shanaz hakadosh baruch hu harim archeim shum daman de yar mumo. Hashem did not put it on the other mountains, because if you have a blemish, if you're arrogant, that's a blemish. Arrogance is a blemish. So let's think about that for a minute. So he gave it to Sinai. Why? Because it's the lowest of the mountains.
No blemish.
Because a high mountain, a hub something high is a blemish. So let me ask you a question. Who's going to ask the question? So where would be the best place to give the Torah?
The valley.
In a valley. In Gei L'chura Yisrael Torah Tzichel Inasim Bebika. In a valley, Omeshua, or a plain. Shein Arka, it's not a mountain at all.
Alberta.
The Echad Avirim is that one of the answers is Ki Achidish, the Matan Torah, the insight that happened when God gave us the Torah, Shabo Nasu Yisrael, Avde Hashem, Ubedel Melov, because at Sinai the Jews became servants and nullified to Hashem. Shabitol Ho Ba'ayfin, because at the Beetle, the nullification in such a way, Shagam Inyan Ametzias, Visnasus, Meusad Al Beetle, that his own self awareness and self esteem and his elevated status is based on his nullification. That's why Torah is given on a mountain. Lord Shagamini Har, even concepts, mountainous concepts, which is positive movement out of love and doing good. Shikhan Lios, Mikrich, Mikulturai, has to be the lowest of the mountains. You have to nullify and accept the yoke of heaven. That's a big chiddush. Alright? So that's why he brought the Zohar's location in Parshas Bahar. Okay, so that's the idea. And that's the chiddush of the giving it the Torah at Har Sinai. It's a beautiful Shavuos Torah. That you want to be excited and love Hashem and cling and grow and fat. It's got to start the yoke. Because if you don't got the yoke, then, you know, those exciting emotions can go in the wrong direction. That's the problem.
So we associate the yoke with being low.
But we don't want you to stay low.
We're low.
We want us to rise, to get excited, enthusiastically and excited to serve Hashem and to love Hashem and to rise.
But not because of us, but because of Hashem.
Well, so for Hashem, but you got to first take the yoke of Hashem on top of you. Then that could happen. Okay, now we got, that was a short footnote relative to the long footnote.
Right.
Tess is a whopper because it goes all the way to the next page. I don't know if we're going to finish it today.
It's one of the biggest ones.
I don't know. We'll see. Inyanza, so he's going on the thing. He's saying that if you don't have the yoke, then your Avodas Hashem doesn't bring down Kedusha. Already in the other footnote, he says, in a revealed way. So what's going on? Inyan Zeh, this concept, Shebelo Kabbalas Ol Eina Mamsha Kedusha, without the acceptance of the yoke, does not draw down Kedusha, which is the whole Chiddush of this parak. Skip the brackets. L'chur Ef Shalomer Shezeh Mitzadom. This is all from the side of the human being. What does he mean? V'ayna Sha'odom Eina Yochala Hamsha Kedusha. Because let's think about, how can a Jew, how can a physical human being bring down holiness? I'm not holy per se. How do I bring down holiness? Elim Kane, who Adam Kazeh, unless you're that kind of a person, Sheish Lo Yirav of Kol Asol, that you have the fear and the acceptance of the yoke. Ki Kasher Yesh Rak Lo Rak Av, if you only have love, below Yira and not Yira in Kol Asol, Hare Eino Bot L'Shem, he's not nullified to Hashem, as we've already explained. Shava He, Shanisha Mitzvah, remember we said love, you still stay who you are. I love you. Shana Kodesh Baruch Hu Shara Ela Masha Bad Las Mitzvah, Hashem does not descend on anything that's, unless it's empty. Remember, Hashem wants to pour the Kedusha in. The utensil has to be empty. It's only empty if you've self-nullified yourself with the yoke of heaven. Here's the important line. Ulafiza, therefore, Ein Kabbalas Ol Nogas La'avoda Divasei Tov. This accepting of the yoke is not really touching upon the service of doing good. That's not what it's touching on so much. It's a factor in it. Elishal ha'odom, but it's affecting the person. That what? Lotishra kedusha below kabbalah. The kedusha will not come to the person in a revealed way without the acceptance of the yoke. In other words, the avoda of asei tov was done. You did a nice mitzvah. It was a very nice man. You love Hashem. I love you. This, that. But where's the dveikus going to come? In other words, I love you. I'm me. You're you. I gave you a gift, God. I showed you how much I love you. But there's no bonding. The bonding is the reciprocity. It's where the kedusha comes to you and engulfs you. And now you feel that dveikus. You know, let's say, it's hard to give an amen. Let's say you give a gift to your wife. But you're giving it only because you like to give her a gift.
You love giving gifts.
You love giving gifts.
You love giving gifts.
I want to make her happy, you know. But it's not that I necessarily want her to bond with me.
I don't want a relationship with her per se. Yeah, I just want her happy. Yeah, and I love giving gifts.
Love giving gifts. I want to see a smile on your face.
Yeah.
And then I'll yell and scream at you tomorrow. You know, when I'm upset with you. No, the idea is you want the person to come to you. Okay. Right? Now, and the more of you that you're full of, the less that person is going to connect with you. Yeah. So that's what we're saying over here. You did the mitzvah. We're not going to say you didn't do the mitzvah with excitement. But it has to be a Kabbalah's all beforehand.
Yeah.
Right? Kabbalah's all has to happen before that. If you don't accept the yoke of Hashem before that, then you're going to miss that. Amnam, that's key point number one. Amnam tzarech hayira v'kabbalas ol hu gam mitzad havoda v'seidu v'asu. But on the other hand, let's not forget that this fear in the kabbalas ol also has to do with the avoda v'asei tov. Also has to do with the avoda. So in other words, he's saying that there's one way of looking at it. You know, in other words, we could say, he's saying, remember, he started with efshar loimer. We could say that's because of the person. But we also have to say it has to do with the avoda. That's what we can infer from the beginning of the chapter. He writes, "Ki afsha yira he shoyrish l'sur meira ve'avlas aitov." He said, even though yira is the source of staying away from evil and love is the source of doing good, avol begin lo dai lo or avol avadalas. If it's not enough to have the love aroused to do good, behind the gam kasher yesh eitz l'adam yira kisherish l'surish meira. That even if a person has fear as the source of staying away from evil, he does have Bilashem. Let's say he's not going to do an Avera because he fears Hashem. So certainly there's an aspect if he's nullified before Hashem. You think, right? You think, okay, now when I'm doing a positive, let's do it with love.
No.
I mean, I just didn't do an Avera. Now how did I not do that Avera? I feared Hashem. I nullified myself. So I've already nullified myself. I'm nullified. So why can't I do the mitzvah just out of love? Lamrosos, in spite of that, Omrim Shane's must speak, it's not enough.
Right.
You have to arouse the fear what before you're doing the mitzvah. Because the way you do the pas mitzvah, it has to be in a way of accepting the yoke. As it says, you have to serve Hashem. And then you can serve Hashem with love too. That's the reason he gives this analogy from the Zohar. The Luchura Nogea Raka Nimshol, you'd think that the only part that relates to the reality of life is Yisrach Levarnash LeKabbalah Leol Machlas Shemayim B'Kad Maisa. The Jew has to accept the yoke of heaven first. V'Ihai Loish Dachah. But if you don't have it, Lo Sherbik Dush, the Torah doesn't come to him. Right? That's what he brings. Ela Shebenimshol Niska Rak. But by the Nimshol, it only says Sha'al HaOdom Ein Yechol HaKdush LeSharis. On the person, the Kedush doesn't come. That's the Nimshol. Avol B'Moshol. But in the analogy, Mudgash, what's the stress on the ox? Shol shall ashar who begin lafka minyatov, that good should come from him. Bishvil asiyah satov guva, that good should come out of him. So you see, if it's a marshal nimshol, so listen, does Hashem get close to the ox? No. Does the owner get close to the ox? No. What's the yoke do for the ox? That he's able to produce properly.
Good comes from him.
That's avoda. That's a positive avoda, comes good, that's because of yoke.
Good, okay.
But then in the nimshol, he says, what? If you want the Shekhinah to descend, that has nothing to do with avoda.
No.
That's to do with Shekhinah. Yeah. Umitzad zeh, right?
Yeah.
So therefore, umitzad zeh, when you're talking about the ox, lo shari be kedusha, there's no kedusha there. Shein zeh mitzad chesern bar, shein zeh mitzad chesern, that's not from the lack of the person, al sheish kan chesern bavoda atzma. There's a problem with the avoda. Umele ein bavoda kesuah. He's saying it's two steps.
Yeah.
It's two steps. If you don't have this Kabbalah O Malchus Shemayim, then the good isn't really the good we're looking for in the Avoda, and then consequently, the Avoda doesn't bring Ashras Kedusha. That's the way we have to look at it. You might have thought it's only because the person's not available for the Kedusha come. No, it has to do with the Avoda itself. The Avoda itself needs Yiras Shemayim, needs Kabbalah O. And when that, and that's a real, perfectly positive activity. And then the perfectly positive activity can now descend the Shekhinah upon the person. Habir Bezed explanation is, Mishum Shenivra Hu Be'ein Aruch Leber, because a creature, it cannot be compared to Hashem at all. No way, a human being, what if I decide on my own, I want to be very spiritual. I've decided to be spiritual.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to do those kinds of things, that near-death experience. Wow. I decide my avoda now is to go on top of the building and have a little parachute and to jump down. And 3 seconds before I hit the ground, I do the parachute. And the last second, I save my life. And that's going to make me feel close to God. It's not avoid it. I made up.
But I made it up. That's the key thing. You made it up.
That's right. So now, obviously, you can't make any Shekhinah trigger by what you do as a human being. Ela kishadam oisem mitzad shesev return shel kodesh baruch. But you do it because it's the will of Hashem. Harez yesh bepula zu kocha shel kodesh. Now that activity has the power of God. You're using God's power. Now all of a sudden, it's like now you're unlocking.
You can be inspired
adore.
By all these potentials. All these potentials.
You know, you can be it's like, you know, that jack-in-a-box. The jack-in-a-box that pops up. Yes. So God says, here's the key. Turn the key. Boop! It pops up. See what you're able to do? Because I gave you the key. Because himself, but he does out of love. That's his reality. Even though he, in general, I subjugate myself to Hashem. But this specific act, I do because I want to do it. I mean, he's doing it because of himself. An activity that a person completely does cannot bring Kedusha down. Therefore, it's not enough that overall I'm bottled Hashem. Overall, listen, I put on a kippah, I keep kosher, I'm pretty bottled Hashem, you know. Okay, now that I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm not really thinking of the yoke right now. Now I'm doing because I love Hashem. Well, I'm sorry, you can't bring any kedusha, shechina down on that particular activity. The only way you can bring kedusha in a way that you can feel it is through bito.
Wow.
And that's where we're going to stop for now.
Okay.
We did 20.